the 1930s and 40s, powerful jazz influences infected the string bands of Texas and the Southwest. Saxes and brass, hot jazz fiddle, swinging dance rhythms, Dixieland and blues fused with rural string band sounds, creating Western swing. Hi, Dave Redlar, welcoming you to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz, and this look at cowboy jazz, blues and swing, and hillbilly boogie. In this hour, Okies join the boogie craze, Western swing influences on early rock and roll, women in Western swing, and more from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. May sound country, but it's pure jazz and blues. We start first with Spade Cooley, who had a very successful band in Hollywood in the late 40s and early 50s, a large, slick orchestra with as many as 25 instruments at times, in some ways almost a caricature of Western swing. This recording of Oklahoma Stomp includes a hyperkinetic drummer and a symphony harp. Well, it's just plain silly that Spade Cooley was billed as the king of Western swing. There was only one king of Western swing, and that was Bob Wills. Bob Wills migrated to California in the 1940s, like so many from Texas, Oklahoma, and the surrounding high plains who had fled the harsh Dust Bowl conditions and persistent economic depression of the Southwest. Some of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys' best recordings were made in California, particularly the so-called Tiffany transcriptions. These are a remarkable collection of more than 220 tunes intended for radio broadcast and distributed on 16-inch transcription discs. They weren't heard very widely in their time, but in recent decades they've been issued on CD, and it's all grade A, pure Bob Wills Western swing.
I took my wheat down to get it ground. The man who runs the mill said the mill's broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It's done broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Yeah.
your cares away, oh baby.
Oh.
I never knew what love could do until I met you today.
Yeah,
from the Bob Wills Tiffany transcriptions of 1946, the previously unissued I Never Knew, with a vocal by Tommy Duncan, and What's the Matter with the Mill, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. This is Cowboy Jazz and Hillbilly Boogie on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me on this trip down a rarely explored byway of early jazz called Western Swing. All through the 30s and 40s, the southwest of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas received cruel blows from the economy and climate. The Great Depression lasted much longer in rural areas, forced many farmers off the land. Droughts, Dust Bowl, and the ensuing migration north and west are legendary and known to most of us through John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. Many of these Western swing musicians ended up traveling along these same routes, like Skeets McDonald. Skeets earned his nickname from a youthful incident involving a swarm of mosquitoes. Like many an Okiarkian Texan, born in Arkansas, he migrated to the Detroit area, performing in Michigan around Flint, Pontiac, and Dearborn, where so many Southwesterners had been drawn to automobile, steel, and other manufacturing industries, and were pejoratively known as Okies and Hillbillies. Later, Skeets moved to the West Coast, recording and appearing on radio and television. Here on this Los Angeles radio broadcast from the early 50s, Skeets is singing a classic blues that dates back to the 20s, Trouble in Mind. Thank you. Skeets McDonald from a Los Angeles area radio broadcast in the early 50s. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. There's probably a very simple reason for why there were few female performers among the Western swing crowd, and it's probably attributable to good old-fashioned male chauvinism, or possibly to the cultural conservatism of Southern whites. Though women figure all through the history of country music back to its early days, for instance, the Carter family, their inclusion in Western swing came particularly late. It's not until around 1950 that female vocalists are heard in these bands. Bob Wills didn't include female singers in his band until around 1950.
That's what Laura Lee says. Come in, Laura Lee, let's hear you.
Woke up one morning too early.
Yes, go on.
Remembered your hair was curly.
Oh, not me.
And then I dreamed of you again. Oh, I bet you my heart I love you.
Guitarist and bandleader Hank Penny began to include women in his bands in the early 50s on piano, guitar, and vocals. And he featured vocalist J.P. Morgan on Waiting Just For You.
You had to leave me all by myself, dear, and I've been crying the whole night through, but I've been telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Your friends are trying so hard to tempt me. There's no use trying, 'cause I'll be true. And darling, you don't have to worry. Nobody else will do. Nothing new, for I'll be telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Maybe a long time before I see you, so we can do what we used to do. But I'll be telling everybody I'm waiting just for you.
Guitarist and bandleader on the West Coast in the 40s, Hank Penny, featuring their vocalist J.P. Morgan, I doubt that was her real name, on the tune Waiting Just For You. Next is a band that was fronted by a woman. It's not strictly speaking a Western swing band, although they certainly generate enough energy. Based in the Central Valley of California, Maddox Brothers and Rose billed themselves as the most colorful hillbilly band in America. At age 20, Rose Maddox fronted a band that at one time or other included five of her various brothers over the coming decade.
And he snores in his sleep, oh Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Lord, I wish I was a single girl again.
I wish I was a single boy again.
Their broadcasts on XERB, a powerful over-the-border station in Mexico, made them known to audiences all over California, the West, and north into Canada. And when Rose sings with lusty glee about wishing she's a single girl again, she was certainly way ahead of her time and running quite counter to the trends of the late 1940s. Maddox Brothers and Rose.
Now we are married, and what do you think?
What?
He bought a gingham apron and he showed me to the sink. Oh, Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. When you have to clean their nose. Oh, Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Lord, I wish I was a single girl again.
Mellow Jersey Bounce, Hank Penny, a successful band leader and guitarist, as I said, from the late 30s through the early 50s. And we heard Maddox Brothers and Rose, I Wish I Was a Single Girl Again. We also heard a little bit of vocalist Laura Lee McBride with Bob Wills. Still ahead, we'll be hearing more from Maddox Brothers and Rose, where this music figures into the birth of rock and roll, and more from Bob Wills. Here's what I call an okie boogie medley. We're going to hear Johnny Lee and Bob Wills, Jack Guthrie, brother of the famed troubadour Woody Guthrie, singing the Okie Boogie, and Merle Travis. Merle Travis was a very popular country star for a couple of decades at least. He was a vocalist and an outstanding guitarist with a rather complex style. Now here I don't think he's playing guitar. This does not sound like a six-string instrument, and judging by the sound and the tuning, I believe it's a close relative of the guitar in the ukulele family, the tipple. In any case, he's doing some pretty fancy and pretty fast picking on Merle's Boogie Woogie.
About 12 o'clock, gonna close the door, keep nobody come or nobody go. I got a boogie woogie feeling, had it all night long. When I get that feeling, my mama won't let me come home. Well, I got a little gal with great big legs, walks like she's walking on soft boiled eggs. I got a boogie woogie feeling, had it all night long. When I get that feeling, my mama won't let me come home. I just can't stand a lying woman and a sneaking man. I got a boogie woogie feeling, had it all night long. When I get that feeling, my mama won't let me come home. The rat say to the mouse, I want to see you down at my house. I got a boogie woogie feeling, had it all night long. When I get that feeling, my mama won't let me come home.
You can't go slow when you hear that rhythm, Lord. You gotta do slow when you do the okie boogie and do it okie style. That mean okie boogie is bound to drive you wild. On the cane and the crutch, tried to do the okie boogie just a little too much. He tried to overdo it, Oklahoma style. That mean okie boogie is bound to drive you wild. When you get started, it's hard to stop. If you don't look out, you're gonna blow your top. When you do the okie boogie and do it okie style, that mean okie boogie is bound to drive you wild.
Look out, Junior, let's play. I'll straighten it out, man.
Side of bell twice, doing the square dance boogie. I mean the square dance boogie, doing the square dance boogie all over the land. Now I'm from Texas, I come from the plains, gonna pack my duds, I'm going back again to do the square dance boogie. I mean the square dance boogie, I'll do the square dance boogie all over the land. Grab your partner, swing them around. Get real happy and strut on down. Squat a little bit, put your hands on your knees, move your body around wherever you please. When the music is playing and the lantern's lit, sashay to your gal and have a fit. That's a square dance boogie. A square dance boogie. Do the square dance boogie all over the land.
An Okie Boogie Woogie medley. Johnny Lee Wills in the late 40s, vocalist Leon Huff on the Square Dance Boogie. We heard the Bob Wills Boogie, a Merle Travis original, Merle's Boogie Woogie, and Jack Guthrie, brother of Woody Guthrie, on the Okie Boogie. This is Cowboy Jazz, Hillbilly Boogie and Swing, an exploration of the string band music of the greater Texas-Oklahoma region that fused with jazz, blues, and swing and migrated to the West Coast in the 40s and 50s, generally known as Western Swing. I'm Dave Radlauer. I hope this is interesting to you. Now, I hope I'm not exploring just way too far off the beaten path of early jazz history for you. In fact, I'd really like some feedback on this program, what you think of this topic, good, bad, or indifferent. I invite you to send me a note. You can email me directly at dradjazz, that's DRADJAZZ, at AOL.com, or you can send me a note via the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at www.mississippirag.com. Boogie Woogie became a craze that was nationwide, even worldwide, during the 1940s. Here's Spade Cooley's three-way boogie. Then a guy that's not that well known, I like him a lot, called Roy Hogsett. He was based in the San Diego area, and thanks to his hot accordionist by the name of Gene Drews, his band developed a distinctive sound that I call accordion boogie.